This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Biking to work is cool, and it doesn't burn fossil fuel unless you ate fossil fuel for breakfast. But we should remember that many people have to bike to work if they can't afford the car, the insurance, the parking. A new program in Savannah, Georgia, is helping people in this group get the bikes that they need. Emily Jones of Georgia Public Broadcasting did a ride-along.
Mohammed Wasik works at one of the hotels on Savannah's downtown riverfront.
Do you know what you call that, Rose? I go that one and straight to the waiting street.
His job is just shy of a mile and a half from his apartment, an easy bike ride, especially without my sluggish single-speed bike holding him up.
How long does it usually take?
This one is a little bit slow, but mine is take like 8-9 minutes.
Before he got the bike, he had to take the bus, and that was a different story.
First 10 days, I was late sometimes, sometimes early, because I couldn't wait for the bus, so I was just walking from here.
Wasik's bike came from the Savannah Bicycle Campaign's recycling program. The group takes donations of used bikes and parts. Then volunteers refurbish them and outfit them with accessories the users might need, like racks for groceries. A refugee placement organization called Lutheran Services of Georgia connects the bike campaign with people who need the help. Each user gets a helmet, a lock, and a light. Lauren Cruikshank works with the refugees.
The fact that they can get a bicycle for free means that they're not spending money on the bicycle and also means maybe they don't have to spend money on a bus ticket each time they're going to their ESL class or each time they're going to the grocery store.
The program also offers a mobile repair trailer and helps people learn about bike maintenance. Manager Jen Kohlstock says that's also key when every penny counts.
And especially if you're somebody who bikes by necessity and wouldn't necessarily be able to afford that repair at a bike shop, but might have access to tools to fix it, you know, that's another $10, $20, $30 that you've saved then.
A spokesperson for the League of American Bicyclists says recycling programs like this one have been around for a while, and they've seen a rise around the country as biking has gotten more popular. They have a lot of different goals, from increasing economic freedom to helping the environment. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.